focusing on the Capitol. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Russian forces continue their endless barrage on major cities in Ukraine as its invasion drags into a third week.
The unrelenting bombardment by Russia of Ukraine with little care for civilian life continues. One video shows a man walking across a park in the middle of the day when a blast from a rocket hits a bus on the far side, destroying it. He was okay, but another person was killed. And others were injured. And two people were killed and three injured when artillery hit a residential building in the city. Windows were blown out, a fire raged. Firefighters tried to make their way into the building to rescue people's belongings. All told, the Pentagon says something like 900 Russian missiles have flown into this country.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. Fox News correspondent Benjamin Hall was injured earlier today while news gathering outside Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. There is not a lot of details available right now, but we do know he has been hospitalized. Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott in a statement said in part, "The safety of our entire team of journalists in Ukraine and the surrounding regions is our top priority." A warning to China about its alliance with Russia from a key member of the Biden administration.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spent several hours in talks with the Chinese diplomat, warning China about helping Russia with military assistance or sanctions evasion.
There will be significant consequences, but in terms of what those specifics look like, we would coordinate with our partners and allies to make that determination.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not detail if China has provided assistance to Russia.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. An administration official described the meeting in Rome as intense, given the gravity of the moment. Other issues were discussed, including North Korea and Taiwan. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
British judges block a bid by Julian Assange to avoid being sent to the United States.
Britain's Supreme Court says it has rejected a request from Julian Assange after he asked for permission to appeal a decision to extradite him to the US. The founder of WikiLeaks is wanted over his website's work publishing secret American files. The court says it refused Assange's application because it, quote, did not raise an arguable point of law. It's now up to the British government to finalise the extradition, although Assange can still pursue another challenge. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The statue thought to be the last Confederate monument on a courthouse lawn in Maryland has been removed. The Talbot Boys statue stood on the Talbot County Courthouse lawn in Easton for more than a century. A major drug company is limiting business with Russia.
Pfizer says it will end all planned investments with Russian local suppliers in response to the conflict in Ukraine, but will continue to supply medicine to Russia. Medicines were excluded from the sanctions the U.S. and its allies have placed on Russia following its invasion of Ukraine. Pfizer says it will refrain from starting new clinical trials or recruiting new patients in Russia. It will donate all its profits from its Russia unit to causes that provide humanitarian support to the people of Ukraine. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Jolene. Dolly Parton has announced that she's pulling out of this year's nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, saying she hasn't earned that right. In a statement posted on her social media, Parton said she didn't want votes to be split because of her. Other artists who have made both the Rock Hall and Country Hall of Fame include Brenda Lee, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Chet Atkins, Hank Williams, and the Everly Brothers. Parton was named on the Rock Hall shortlist last month. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.